Andrew Stevens Entertainment. Sony Pictures Home Entertainment presents. An Andrew Stevens Entertainment and Donald Kushner Entertainment production. A Po Chi Leong film. Wesley Snipes. Dressed in black, Sonny Griffith is lying motionless on a white marble floor, his eyes closed and a gun beside his hand. Nearby, another man's lying dead, and a third man standing up, pointing a gun at him. Detonator. Russian code name for biochemical weapon.
I was in the killing game, and I traveled alone. Always alone.
The detonator. A black-clad figure abseils onto a metal ramp that leads up to a glass enclosure. Pale blue liquid bubbles in a glass container. A card swipes a security panel, then a door opens. A 4x4 approaches a large building that has a sign reading Soviet Military Facility. Soldiers are mown down by gunfire, then scientists wearing hazardous matter suits are riddled with bullets. The container of pale blue liquid is lifted off a shelf, and a cylindrical metal device is plucked from the lifeless fingers of a scientist. A metal crate is carried by two black-clad figures. One of the figures pulls off a balaclava, revealing a chisel-jawed, middle-aged man, Yuri. He presses a button on a handheld device, and the military facility explodes behind him. An aerial view of a Manhattan bridge at night, traffic streaming across it. Moving towards the lights of Manhattan. The Chrysler Building and the Empire State Building jut out of the skyline. Now, gliding past New York's endless avenues. The shadows of people dancing behind the pink-tinted windows of a door. A dark-haired woman in an evening dress is standing in front of the door, watching the shadows. Slowly, she turns around, wearing a pensive expression, and looks across a plush bedroom towards a man sitting in a chair, perfectly still, with his back to her. The woman, Nadia, takes a bag out of a wardrobe and slides off her dress. The man, wearing a white shirt and bow tie, stares at her impassively, his face unmoving. The woman punches a code into a panel, then opens a safe and takes out wads of cash and a passport. She drops a ring onto a small table in front of the man, where lies a bloody garrote. Now wearing a pair of tight jeans and a sleeveless top, she goes over to a dressing table and caresses her hand across a framed photograph of a young boy. She remembers the boy holding a football and chanting a football mantra with a black-haired man. She then picks up a necklace draped over the photograph and heads out. A plane lands on a runway. Bucharest, Romania. Sunny walks through the airport.
One of the benefits of traveling alone is that you can stay inconspicuous. That's a necessity in this line of work. But here I am in Bucharest, a black man, trying to be inconspicuous.
He slides his passport over a counter to a passport control officer, who stamps it.
This is my last job. Every job is my last job. And for this one, I'm creating a whole new persona.
Okay, we'll do the checks. I have to go, I have business. Delicious.
Delicious.
Chaperones in our first date, Demi.
In the back seat, a man searches Sonny.
God makes me want to stab the next fucking cowboy that sings that crap.
God makes you want to stab them?
No, I want to stab them. Griff, we do this deal. Then please get me the fuck out of here back to New York before I go insane.
Whatever makes you happy, sugar. So where are we going?
To a football match.
What football game?
What football game?
Mm-hmm.
That football game.
I got this.
A football stadium packed with rowdy fans waving flags. The car drives through the car park.
Demi, soccer is such a sexy game. I love all that kicking and screaming.
Demi, Drew and his henchmen get out, along with Sonny, leaving the driver in the car. Then they head into the stadium. They go into a medical room, where a grey-haired man is waiting.
600 AK-47s is a lot of business for a first buy.
What are you having? Crisis of conscience?
Increase in conscience.
That would not be possible.
Look, I came to buy guns. If I'm buying, good. If I'm not, I'm leaving. No?
Okay.
Okay.
Two men carry in a large crate and set it on a table. Sonny gives a flamboyant flourish with his arms as they open the crate, revealing rifles.
They're light. Where are the rest of them?
Transfer the money and we will deliver the goods.
Of course I'll transfer the money straight to your account. When you give me the rest of them, it will be there quick, clean, safe. Like Demetrius' sex life. Look, I came to make a deal. We making a deal? You have a deal?
Griff, you should trust us.
Really? I trust you, of course. But this is business.
No.
Dimitri listens to the phone.
Trust me, he's different. He's a fucking cop.
Who? No, 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 cop! What? Get your hands off of me! Get... No, Dimitri, what are you doing? I'm not a fucking cop!
No time for more lies. I know what you are. I want to know how many of you are out there.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Huh? You smoking crack or something? Fuck, that blow is going to your head. I'm not a fucking cop!
Oh my good friend. Are you worried for me? How many?
Dimitri, I'm not a cop! I don't know what you're talking about. Fucking crazy.
Fuck. Get ready to move.
This is funny. It's really funny.
And cut his throat.
At lightning speed, Sonny dispatches two henchmen with bone-crushing efficiency, causing one of their guns to go off and shoot a third. He kicks one through a glass window, then shoots at another coming through a door. He then shoots the arms dealer in the leg, sending him to the floor. Dimitri's hiding behind some lockers. Sonny marches over to him and punches him in the face. Sonny lights a cigarette. Crouching beside the lockers Dimitri's slumped against, he slaps him awake.
Dimitri. Smoke. You thought I was sweet, didn't you? But I had sugar all in my shoes, didn't you? So... who was the man on the phone?
Your mother. She wants me to come over again tonight and fist fuck her.
You know what's gonna happen, don't you?
Yeah. My big ass lawyer is going to come and shit down your neck.
Bucharest jail. Life sentence for gun running. Pretty girl like you? You're gonna be the belle of the ball. Have a couple of tits tattooed on your back. Before you know what day of the week it is. Hell of a hole to get dropped in.
You'll see. Or you won't see. When they pull your eyes out.
Sonny grabs his wrist.
Libby! Uliul osa tia tagar pena spata!
Sonny walks out with his hands in the air, and a policeman shoves him against a car and cuffs his hands behind his back. He's then put into the police car. Inside, the stadium crowd are cheering, raising their arms in a salute. In a dining hall, the black-haired man, Joseph Bostanescu, is watching the game on TV. He lifts the boy, Alex, into the air.
Like all Romanians, we have passion, and great passion for the game, but my team plays with a will of steel. This is what makes good football.
He notices two men walk into a room.
You know, for journalists, you have very beautiful eyes.
In the room, one of the men studies an oil painting on the wall depicting an ancient warrior along with men impaled on spikes. Bostanescu comes in.
You're fucking insane coming here.
Where is it?
You wanted to be in Washington, D.C. It'll be there.
You have 10 million of our dollars, and soon you'll make another 100 million. So if you don't deliver the devices promised, you and your family will be forfeit. You think I'm afraid to die?
He looks at the painting.
The Turks called him Kazıklı Bey, the Impaler Prince. He slaughtered 20,000 in one day. Skewered them for refusing to bow in his presence. You have to admire that in a man.
Just say yes. You'll deliver.
The son of the devil. It's a good name, don't you think?
Bostanescu grabs a fire poker, punches him in the stomach with the blunt end, then as he keels over, impales the sharp end into his back.
Send him back like that. Now they know I am serious. Katya, love, come here, listen.
Ukraine-Romania border. A 4x4 slows to a halt at border control. Yuri hands an officer some money. The gates open and the 4x4 drives through. Bucharest Central Police Station.
Today was a hard day. I killed four people. My resume reads like a graveyard, and it's still a work in progress.
An interrogation room.
Sonny Griffith, do you have any idea what kind of sentence gun running and multiple murder carry in the sovereign state of Romania?
No coco at bedtime.
Give us a minute, will you?
Sonny frees himself of his handcuffs.
Come on, play nice, Griff. I'm putting my ass on the line for you here. Otherwise, you're going to get shafted in yours. Which would you prefer?
Well, they'd buy me a drink and then we can negotiate.
What are you doing here? You're under indictment in the U.S. for a suspicious death. You got a court case in 2 days. If you miss that, you're going to be considered a fugitive. But here you are, killing Romanian gangsters at a national soccer event.
How's Sophia?
She's fine. Thank you. What are you doing here, Griff?
Last time I saw you, I thought you were getting a job in Washington. What happened?
I got a good job. I got a great office in Berlin. I'm in charge of tracking terrorist funding for Eastern Europe. And suddenly I hear a Sonny Griffith is arrested at the Romanian semi-final cup match, and I think, who could this be? I figured you could do with some help.
There's more than money flowing around here. You hear anything about a loose razor?
Yeah, I heard a rumor.
Well, it's more than a rumor. Officially, it's a whisper.
Dumitru.
I want my lawyer.
Dmitry Ilyanka. I've been sitting on him for weeks.
He's in everything. Clubs, girls, coke, wannabe Euro trash with a whole lot of fuck you money to throw around. Heard he was a big time dealer, so I stepped to him. Told him I wanted 600 Kalashnikovs. Guy didn't even bat an eyelid. About to get into something a little bit bigger, and then things got messy.
Yeah, I noticed. That's what the CIA does. Homeland Security is supposed to stay at home.
Somebody knew I was coming.
So what are you saying? You got nothing?
Got nothing to be excited about.
What are you under indictment for now?
What do you mean now? Look, bad guy dies. They need a fall guy.
Griff, is this becoming a habit?
No, no, don't even try that, man. You know that's not true. They tried to kill me. All of them tried to kill me.
Mr. Flynn, Michael Shepard.
I know who you are, Agent Shepard. And you came all this way. How efficient. Well, since you are here, would you be so kind as to meet me at my offices, say, in 5 minutes, and explain to me why non-CIA personnel are killing suspects, then interrogating and burning Yosef Bostanescu's nephew, and then wandering around free in the police station?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. That should be interesting. It won't be a wasted trip after all. Am I to understand that you killed a man you were investigating? Is that true, Mr. Griffith?
Truth is relative, sir. Depends on who's telling it.
Good day, gentlemen.
If you have any more good ideas while you're in my jurisdiction, please call me first before you act. Your procedures are very thorough.
Flint heads out, leaving Sonny alone with Shepard once more.
So what's up his ass?
You.
So who's Bostanescu?
He owns the stadium. This town's real big on soccer. You better call me too.
He hands Sonny his card, then heads out.
Wow.
We can play the wayward nephew card. The American had no backup. No real evidence. Some rifles, that's all. He was alone.
Kill him!
Do you really want to do this, Joseph? It's such a big deal, do we really need it?
It's the biggest deal we've ever made. Is everything ready? Is the team in place?
Everything's ready, don't worry.
Good, good. Find out who this cop is.
Okay.
You got the binner. Yeah? Spunner, champion. Champion. Champion.
At the police station.
Hello.
Griffin, it's me, Greenfield.
Sir.
What the hell are you doing in Bucharest?
Working, sir. Well, trying to.
Gunning down people, recording suspects. Call on word?
Huh?
Today, an unidentified American tourist turned violent in a football match that took place.
Is it true? Did you interrogate and burn a suspect?
In the ensuing gunfight.
I'm not like singed.
Griffith is gone today. I can get rid of him and use him in one stroke. What I need to know from you is he reliable?
Is he reliable? What about Dimitri?
See if he leads us somewhere.
All right.
Shepard heads out.
Sir, but what about Dimitri?
What about him? You have a court date in 48 hours. And if you don't show up, you will be considered a fugitive from justice. You hear me?
Yes, sir. But can I explain?
No discussion. Make sure you're on that plane or you're looking at 10 years in federal prison. You got 48 hours, Griff. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dimitri strolls out of the police station, a smirk on his face, and gets into a waiting car. As the car drives off, a silver car follows. Sonny's in an outdoor bar in a park.
Didn't take you long to find a bar?
The police station, agency front opposite, bound to be a bar close by. I always wondered what these European soccer games were really like.
Pretty much like everywhere else you show up, people running, screaming, random gunfire.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly random. They were aiming at me.
You're on a flight back to New York today. If you're good, I'll put you in business class.
Oh, you will, huh? Why?
Do your old CIA buddies a favor. Sit next to a pretty girl on a plane ride home.
Check for somebody else.
Yeah, nobody else available. Cutbacks. Nadia Kaminsky, Romanian, married to an accountant. Locals picked her up at the airport with a lot of cash. Large denominations, multiple currencies, and a dead husband in their New York house.
Shepard, I don't work for the agency anymore.
Come on, I recommended you guy to help me. Don't make me look bad. Griff, ours is not to reason why.
Yeah, ours is just to do or die. Yeah. What about first class?
Don't push it. Give me something I can work with on Dimitri.
There's nothing to give. Sure would like to know who was on the other end of that cell phone, though.
And was that before or after you burned him?
I didn't burn him. Singed him.
That's funny. Singed. Yeah. Just like you singed Esperanto's whole house back in Colombia.
A huge explosion.
He was a very bad man. He was a very bad man.
Yeah, he's a very bad man.
Thanks for bailing me out.
Very nostalgic, just like old times.
Give me a gun and some cuffs.
Come on, Griff, you know the rules.
Well, I need a gun if I'm going to protect the witness.
Yeah, I see what I can do.
Don't forget the cuffs.
Sonny looks at a photo of Nadia that Shepard gave him. Yuri's 4x4 cruises along a road. He hands the driver a rifle, then pats a stack of crates in the back, a smile on his face. CIA safe house. A car pulls up outside a run-down building, the driver shaven-headed and wearing shades. Sonny gets out of the back seat. The driver speaks into a walkie-talkie as Sonny waves a hand in thanks, then heads up to the house.
Your escort won't be here in 2 hours. Welcome to the party, Mr. Sonny Griffith.
Griffith will be fine.
This is Griffith, Homeland Security.
How you doing?
He glances round a threadbare room.
So where's my package? CIA hasn't lost it already, have you?
Unfortunately, no. Madam retired to the West Wing for a couple of hours.
Madam retired to the West Wing. Sounds like a real prize.
And you are the lucky winner.
In a car, Dimitri answers his phone.
Da.
Are you being followed? Dimitri glances over his shoulder and replies, of course. Lose them at the house, comes the reply. Dimitri hangs up.
CI fucking A.
The car pulls up at the side of a road, and Dimitri gets out. Then the car drives away. He heads through a gate and up to a house, while across the road the silver car pulls up. Two agents watch him as he goes into the house and sits by a window, his back towards them. A young blonde woman saunters over to him. She sits astride him.
Want to take the first watch out back?
Love to.
The female agent gets out of the car. Inside the house, it's not Dimitri at all by the window, but a man with a similar haircut wearing the same t-shirt. Dimitri smiles at them from the doorway, then heads outside to another door and darts back into the waiting car. Back at the safe house.
Mrs. Kaminsky, you have some pizza. Are you hungry?
Does anyone know what Uleil Ossetio Traga Pela Spata means?
Yeah, the hawk? No, like a bird?
He will fuck you in the ass.
That's nasty.
Mm-hmm. It is.
What about a local arms dealer named the hawk?
Mrs. Kaminsky.
Nadia glides down the stairs, and Sunny's transfixed by her sultry beauty.
Mrs. Kaminsky. This is Sonny Griffith. He'll be escorting her back to New York.
She takes a slice of pizza from one of the agents, then saunters back upstairs without a word.
She's a real charmer, huh?
Anybody know anything about her?
Her husband was found murdered in New York, and she got caught at the airport by customs with a lot of cash. Now she's inconsolable.
Killed by who?
The agent shrugs.
Killed by who? We are through to the finals. One more game, and we go to the World Championships in the Washington, D.C.
Really?
Why is it that the worst football country in the world gets the best championship in the world? Complicats.
Compestoro.
Sonny Griffith, ex-Army Ranger, ex-CIA agent, currently working for Department of Homeland Security. How did you bring him to do deal in my stadium at my game?
I had no idea.
I gave you two orders, just two. The teams work independently, you do the deal and you bring me the money. And you'll never, never bring the dogs to my door. Are you having trouble understanding orders? Because I can't run this team without orders.
He insisted on seeing the good.
Of course he did. Stupid boy, it's police. Get out of my sight and go sit somewhere. Go! And keep quiet. Hey, Alex. Good boy. Come here. Come on.
He and Alex kick a football back and forth. In the safe house, Fanny goes into a small room and sits on a mattress.
In this business, you're the keeper of the flame. But pretty soon, the flame burns itself out. And you're left with nothing but ashes.
He lies down and closes his eyes, remembering the explosion, a man riding in flames, then people firing machine guns. He opens his eyes and leans up, looking disorientated. He clenches his fists, then unclenches them. Now he's making his way through the safe house. One of the agents is adjusting an aerial on a TV, another's asleep, while Nadia's sitting on the sofa reading a newspaper.
Hey, where's the bathroom?
Upstairs.
As he goes up the stairs, a football bounces down and he catches it, looking puzzled. He heads up the stairs, looking around. As he reaches the landing, an armed man steps out of a doorway up ahead. Sonny throws the football in his face, then dashes into another room. Downstairs, the agents spring into action. Sonny runs through a room, ducking a hail of bullets. Downstairs, a henchman smashes through a window, but an agent shoots him dead. Sonny grabs another henchman and breaks his neck, then takes his gun. The agent protecting Nadia shoots the henchman, sending him flying through a window. But another henchman then shoots the agent in the chest, and he falls to the ground. The henchman then grabs Nadia and shoots at Sonny, who ducks out of the way. A second agent gets riddled with bullets. The female agent fires a shotgun at some attackers, taking out two of them, while a henchman brings Nadia down the stairs. He spots the female agent in the hall, shoots her in the chest, and she collapses to the floor. With the final agent dispatched, Nadia's captor drags her out the front door. Sonny appears on the staircase and opens fire with an automatic. The remaining henchmen dash for cover. He pushes a dead agent down the stairs as a distraction, then leaps over the banister and dashes down the hallway. A henchman goes after him, then collapses to the floor as his legs are peppered with bullets by Sonny hiding under the staircase. Sonny reloads, then spots Nadia outside being taken at gunpoint. She's led over to a van. Sonny spots the shotgun lying on the hall floor. As the van drives off, Sonny appears and blows out its wheels, forcing it to a halt. The driver's clambering out when Sonny smashes him over the head with the shotgun, then shoots a second kidnapper. Sonny cautiously approaches the van.
Mrs. Kaminsky.
He busts open a padlock on the back of the van, then opens the door.
Kaminsky, let's go.
What's happening?
We don't have time.
They run towards another van.
Stay.
Sonny goes over to a henchman he only wounded.
Who sent you?
The henchman's still holding a handgun.
Don't do it.
A boy appears at the gate with a football. Sonny glances up at him, and the henchman shoots himself in the head. The boy dashes away. Sonny swings the set of double gates wide open, then gets into the van. As police cars charge down a street, Sonny drives the van away from the scene.
Keep your head down.
Nadia ducks down in the back of the van as Sonny drives past the police cars.
What the hell is going on here?
What the hell should I mean?
Look, I want to ask you again. What's going on?
Are you deaf?
They enter a triangular section of traffic. There's a police roadblock up ahead. Sonny and Nadia get out of the van and make their way across the road.
I'm going to ask you again. What's going on? Or you're on your own?
Who could that be trying to kill me?
Trying to kidnap you.
Kidnap me, kill me? What difference does it make?
There's a big difference. Someone set us up. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Look, Kaminsky, I need your help.
You give me something and you stay alive.
A police car turns a corner.
Time's up.
He walks away.
Okay, look. Wait. My husband wasn't ruthless like these people. He was just greedy. He wanted out.
And
he was stealing money and hiding it in a Swiss account.
How much money?
I'm not sure. They say 30 million.
He spots two men unloading a TV from the back of a car and quickly moves Nadia aside. Once the men have entered a building, he shoves his bag into the boot and signals for Nadia to get into the passenger side while he gets behind the wheel. They then drive off.
Where's the money?
Still in the account. Victor made me memorize the numbers.
Who does the money belong to?
Joseph Bostanescu.
Joseph Bostanescu. Your husband worked for him? So tell me what happened in New York.
Joseph insisted on coming to dinner to our place. He asked my husband about the money. Victor was very nervous and Joseph cut his throat.
How did you get here?
I grabbed as much cash as I could and I escaped.
How?
The back staircase. And then I land here and stupid custom men arrested me for not declaring the money I took from the safe.
That was where you could turn yourself in and declare the 30 mil.
Blackmail doorbell. It will be there on time. Just have my money ready.
Yuri spots a police car.
I have to go.
A policeman gets out and wanders over to the 4x4, where a henchman's hiding a rifle under the dashboard. The policeman asks, going to the game tomorrow? He adds, they should hang that ref. Yuri comes up behind him and stabs him in the back. Sonny and Nadia pull up into a motel car park. At the reception desk,
you just walked into the only motel in the town that has a room this week.
You wouldn't happen to have two, would you?
As far as apart as possible.
Two. Yeah. Two.
In the car, Nadia is searching the glove compartment.
One and two.
Dada.
Sonny puts the key for room number 10 into the door. Then he and Nadia go into the room. He takes the shotgun out of his bag, then peers out the window. Nadia heads towards the bathroom, but he pulls her back and goes inside himself, glancing around at the tiled, windowless room.
Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. If you're that concerned, you can come in and watch. I won't piss on you.
Well, I think you pissed on enough people for one day.
He goes back over to the window. Nadia turns on a tap and washes her hands. She leans her head back and rubs her neck. Sonny puts the shotgun on the bed. Nadia looks at her reflection in a mirror, a gold pendant round her neck. She comes out of the bathroom.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't know what is going on here.
It's been a hard day all around, Miss Kaminsky.
Nadia, please call me Nadia. What do we do now?
We don't do anything. I go and find backup and put you in another safe house where you can be protected properly.
Protected like the last house we were in? Who do you think set us up, Griffith? Because I know I didn't tell them where we were. So this just leaves you and the CIA.
Well, how long do you think I'll be able to protect you by myself, Miss Kaminsky?
You seem like an intelligent man.
Speak slowly, no big words. I'll try to keep up.
Joseph Postanescu wants me in the worst way.
That part, I think we already figured out.
Well, bad enough to use whomever he can to get me. I am a liability and a lot of lost money, and believe me, he hates to lose money. If you hand me over, I'm dead.
You know, I don't think you understand how this works.
Well, I think you don't understand. He gets what he wants from me, and then he kills me. And if he kills me, then you don't have a case.
Okay. So if you're running away from him, why come back here?
I have his money.
Great.
I came here to trade with him. On my terms, not his. I give him back the money. And he gives me back a life.
Can't stay here.
As he goes over to his bag, she looks down at the shotgun on the bed, then sits next to it.
It's not loaded.
I wasn't part of their business. I was married to it.
Okay. Okay. I believe you. Let me take a look at this cut.
No, it's not.
No, it's standard procedure. I'll look at it. You cleaned it.
Yes.
Oh, I can see that, eh?
I didn't want those people to die.
I know. I know you didn't.
What the fuck are you doing?
He cuffs her to a towel rail in the bathroom.
This is for your protection.
What is my protection? Are you gonna leave me here?
I'll be back. Try to stop screaming, all right? You're supposed to be hiding.
She has a mouth on her.
Shepard?
Sure, it's me, Griff.
Where are you?
Safe.
Is the girl alive?
Yeah, she's alive. Alive and kicking.
What the hell happened?
Oh, nothing. Just your standard professional assault on an agency safe house in the middle of the day. I don't suppose that you know who they were or how they found us.
We're trying to figure that out. Give me a pickup point. I'll send a team to pull you up.
You gotta be joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Well, I'm not exactly enamored with the way operations work around here.
That's not a request, Griffith. That's an order. Flint is gonna have a shit fit if you go Lone Ranger on this.
Look, from now on, things go my way or no way.
This does not look good, Griff.
Look good? I'm not going to a prom with this woman, Shep.
So you meet me tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Senate building.
Oh, yeah, and you come alone. You do understand alone, don't you?
Yeah, I understand alone.
Oh, yeah, and another thing. Flint's office is leaking like a sieve.
Shepard goes into Flint's office.
Griffith just called me.
He's alive?
Yep.
What about Kaminsky?
Yep.
Amazing. Where is he?
He didn't say. He wants to see me tomorrow morning. Alone.
What's that supposed to mean?
Standard MO for Griffith. So what do you want me to do? Go by myself or take a backup team?
Flint considers.
Go alone. Don't want to spook him more than necessary.
All right. How did they find out where the safe house was?
If I knew that, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Just get in there and wrap this up.
As Shepard heads out, Flint dials a number on his mobile phone.
Well, you're all hooked up now. Great, yes, I'm delighted for you. Okay, no. If you need assistance, you call 311.
Can I help you?
You're the security contractor. You're wired up to this whole place, huh?
Well, that's what the name tag would suggest, yes.
So, how about checking the systems for me, Agent Mitchell? See if we have a leak.
Absolutely no point.
Three people died today. I think that's reason enough, don't you?
Maybe if you let me finish. I would have told you that there is no point because I personally set up every single one of these systems, and I've already stopped everybody, including the phone lines before you ask. And yes, thank you, they're all clean.
You are sure?
About which bit, sir? Look, I realize that right now I am living in some third world shithole. Now, if offense. But there was a time, and not a million years ago, I hasten to add, that I was living in the real world. What I'm trying to say to you, sir, very politely, is that I do know what I'm doing.
You were in Washington?
Washington, yes. London and Hong Kong.
What are you doing here?
Serving penance.
I could pull rank on you, Agent Mitchell, but I'd rather ask nicely. Just give me whatever you've got.
You want to know what I think?
I'm not asking you on a date.
The information isn't being stolen. It's being bought.
That's it? That's all you got?
I'm going to go big time. I bet they miss you on the hill. If it shows up, Agent Shepard, it shows up here.
Shepard looks at the monitor, where there's a photograph of himself and Sonny.
All right, do background checks on everybody here at this station.
And who's authorizing this?
I am.
Yeah, all right. Just do it.
Thank you. Check 1, 2, 3.
Sonny's at a petrol station. He puts a bottle of water into his shopping basket and adds a reel of wire. It's now night time, and at the Motel Pachia, Nadia's sitting on the edge of the bath, her hands still cuffed, staring blankly into space. She looks anxiously at the door as the handle starts to turn. She sinks down onto the floor. The door opens. Sonny's standing there, holding a carton of Chinese food.
Jesus, you're kidding me!
You hungry?
How could you just leave me like this?
Hey, 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 play nice. I'll leave you there all night.
Where have you been for so long?
It's another little surprise for our new friends.
Later, they're sitting on their beds, finishing their food.
What now?
We wait until tomorrow.
Why?
Because that's when I meet with my friend.
Can you trust this friend?
I did a big favor for him a long time ago. I hope so.
Why did they pick you to take me back?
Because of my charm and sensitivity.
Ulio. The Hawk. Ostanescu. Earlier today you asked about the Hawk.
Wait, you call Bostanescu the Hawk?
We all call him that.
Bostanescu is an arms dealer?
I don't know their business.
Yeah, but you married to an accountant of a big arms dealer.
You do what you do to survive.
So why'd your husband trust you with the numbers?
Maybe he loved me. What's it like to kill? What's it like to pull the trigger? Are you married?
What is this, the Spanish Inquisition?
Well, I am trusting you with my life, Mr. Griffith, despite what you think of me. And I think it's fair that I get to ask some questions to see what kind of man I am trusting.
I was married.
Why not now?
It's not easy being married to somebody who leaves in the middle of the night. Can't tell you where or who he's been with all week.
Well, that I understand.
You should get some sleep. We got a busy day tomorrow.
Did you ever lose something, Griffith? Something you couldn't live without?
I'm about to if I don't get back to New York in the next 36 hours.
She lays down on the bed, a look of sadness etched into her face. Sonny takes a roll of tape out of a bag. Nadia touches a friendship bracelet on her wrist. Her face trembles with emotion and tears form in her eyes. Bostanescu's sitting alone at the head of a long dining table eating dinner. A servant sets down a glass of wine, then walks away.
Dimitru, I have a job for you. You know what to do. What is rule number 1?
Don't get caught.
Number 2?
Don't fail.
Shepard's standing in a spacious, crowded square, scanning the area. He notices a group of clowns with balloons. A bus pulls into the square and teenagers pile out. Sunny walks up behind Shepard.
You alone?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, sure as I can be.
All right, so talk to me. Talk to me about the safe house.
What's to tell? The team came to pick you up and ran into a street full of toe tags.
It was well planned. They had a lot of good information.
Yeah, I'm doing background checks. People are asking a lot of questions about you, Griff.
What? If I can be trusted?
They're worried about your procedures. Is the girl safe?
I'm the safest thing she's got.
She's the only thing you got. Your ass is on the line.
If I wanted to disappear, I would have been gone a long time ago.
How do you want to do this?
I'll grab Kaminsky, we get the hell out of Dodge. You pick the flight. Just you. Nobody else.
Flint's not gonna like this.
Well, Flint is not getting shot at, is he? What happened to Dimitri?
Don't worry about Dimitri. You just focus on this.
As Sonny walks back to the car, Dimitri watches him through a pair of binoculars. Sitting in a car himself, he pans over to Shepard. Sonny pulls up outside the motel.
They say before you die, your life flashes before your eyes. My life flashes before me every day. I've died 1,000 deaths.
He goes into room 18. Dimitri's watching through a pair of binoculars.
Okay, sweetie. Why don't you greet our guests?
Into a walkie-talkie, Dimitri says we need the girl alive.
Room 18!
He orders two cars to drive ahead, then follows them in his car along a tree-lined road and up to the motel. The cars pull up outside the motel room and several henchmen get out. Two of them shoot open the door. Inside the room, some plastic bottles in an open cupboard are issuing white smoke and have wires taped to them. In the bathroom, Sonny's taking cover underneath a mattress. The henchmen spray the main room with bullets, then head inside. One of them trips a wire, which detonates an explosion in the cupboard. A huge fireball surges through the room, sending the henchmen flying through the air. In room number 10, Nadia looks through the window, startled. Sonny lifts up the mattress and sees a henchman on fire, writhing in pain. He gets out of the bath and shoots the henchman dead, remembering another explosion, another flaming man writhing in pain. He heads out of the motel room, and Dimitri shoots at him, but hits a henchman instead. Sonny shoots another henchman, then ducks behind a car, while bystanders run, screaming for their lives. While Dimitri reloads, Sonny drops his empty shotgun, takes a pistol from his belt, and ducks into room 10.
What was that?
There goes our deposit for room 18. Time to go.
He uncuffs Nadia, then they dash out of the room. Dimitri opens fire, and Sonny shoots back. Sonny and Nadia run away from a 4x4 just as petrol leaks out of the tank and ignites. A huge explosion rips through the cars in the lot, sending them flying in a heap of twisted, crashing metal. Sonny's lying face down on the ground, motionless.
What's it like to kill?
Aim the gun and pull the trigger.
A flashback to a man writhing in flames, then the boy with the football who witnessed the injured man shoot himself in front of Sonny. In the present, Sonny gets to his feet, looking dazed.
Nadia?
She's pointing a gun at him. Dimitri comes up behind Sonny. Nadia fires, and Dimitri falls, shot in the arm. Sunny and Nadia get into their car. Dimitri gets up, and a henchman shoots at their car as they try to escape. Sunny reverses, knocking over the henchman, then the car screeches away.
Get after him!
The henchman drives off in pursuit.
It's like your friend screwed us. Or his suicide part of his stunning pony were nearly killed.
Really doesn't count.
The two vehicles race along a road parallel with each other, but with a yellow taxi cab between them. The henchman accelerates, ramming his car into Sunny's, and the two cars swerve across the road. They tear along an empty road, gaining speed, and the henchman rams Sunny's car again, then takes out a handgun.
Keep your head down.
Sunny rams the henchman's car, making him swerve into a market stall. The henchman plows through a small hut and almost hits a horse-drawn carriage.
Gotta find a place to hold up for tonight.
Dinner, entertainment, and then back to a place.
Yeah.
Do you know how to impress a girl, Griffith?
I like to make a good impression on the first date.
Sunny swerves off-road, taking another car with him. They drive through colored sheets hanging on a line, then crash through a billboard and into water buckets. The other vehicle lands on its roof. Sunny races off, and the henchman is still in hot pursuit.
Head down.
The henchman opens fire at their car again as they weave in and out of traffic. He drives up alongside Sunny's car and rams it yet again. It careers into a lane for oncoming traffic. A tunnel looms up ahead, and the henchman fires off shots all the way. As the cars speed into the tunnel, Sunny grabs the shotgun from the back seat. He shoots out the bonnet of the henchman's car. It crashes into a van, then flips over. Up ahead, a large truck enters the tunnel as the henchman struggles to leave the vehicle, which is now blocking the road. The truck slams into the car, which explodes in a huge fireball. Sunny drives out of the tunnel and skids to a halt.
What do you think about a second date?
I don't get too many second dates.
This is Anna Coman from PQB TV. Under shutter alert, a bomb has exploded in a Bucharest motel. The police are looking for a black man and a woman seen running from the scene.
I don't believe this. Now we got a terrorist in our own organization.
Flint strides over to Shepard.
Talk to Dimitri. I want everything he's got on Bostonescu.
All right.
Shepard goes downstairs and into the operations room.
What do you got? Nothing, to be honest with you. Pickup team is clean. Everybody involved is basically clean. There's a few tax evasions and a little undeclared landings, but certainly nothing to sell out over. I want you to check it. Hang on a second. You have got to be fucking joking me.
You want to take it back to the show? You're going to have to break a few wings.
I understand that, but that is exactly how I got thrown out of the hill in the first place.
Just do it. Keep it under your hat.
Shepard brought up a photograph of Flint on the computer monitor. Flint's watching from the other side of the room. Sunny and Nadia arrive at a large gated house, a sign on the balcony reading, "For Sale." Sunny gets out of the car and goes through the gate. He gestures to Nadia, and together they creep into the house. Sunny goes over to an alarm panel and cuts a wire. Nadia slumps into a red leather armchair. and Sunny comes over and binds her hands with some wire.
You still don't trust me? I'm beginning to think you like bondage more than you should.
An agent is still parked across the street from the house where Dimitri made his getaway. Shepard pulls up beside him.
Any movement?
Not even his bowels.
You got somebody covering the back?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell them we're going to the front door.
They head towards the house.
We're going after Dimitriou.
Stay there.
We're in position.
The imposter makes a run for it out the back, shoving the female agent aside before running into Shepard, who slams him up against a railing.
You! Where the fuck is Dimitri?
I have had just about enough bullshit for one day!
Dimitri's sitting by a swimming pool.
That looks bad.
Bostonescu sits opposite him and reaches for Dimitri's wounded arm, but Dimitri flinches.
Very admirable you coming here instead of going to hospital. Good boy. There's family for you.
He ambushed us.
All of you. One man ambushed all of you. Where is she?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bostonescu claps a hand around Dimitri's neck and looks at him intently.
Do you know what hardest thing is for owner to do? To accept when one of his players has become a liability to the team. Your mother will weep. Find her.
Please. Please!
A henchman shoots Dimitri twice in the stomach, then pushes him into the swimming pool, where he floats, the blood draining from his body. Back at CIA headquarters, Shepard pulls into an underground car park. As he gets out of his car, Sunny puts a hand round his throat and slams him up against a wall.
Don't be so stupid. I'm the only friend you got.
I fucking owe you. They show up. How's that happen?
I had to tell someone.
Who?
Flint.
Why?
Because I have a job. I have a career. A fucking pension and a family. I'm not a cowboy like you. There's a chain of command. God damn it, I'm in this system.
They look round to see Flint walking across the car park, a briefcase in his hand. He stops, glances round, but doesn't see them, then walks on.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you get something on Flint.
What do you think? He's gonna drop to his knees and confess he's a goddamn CIA station chief. I need evidence.
And you get some!
All right.
Dimitriou gave us a slip.
And how the hell did he do that?
He had a decoy at the house, then they pulled the switch.
What about Bostonescu? Have we got something on him or not?
What do you want me to do, walk in and arrest him? Without a witness or evidence on Cowboy Johnny's word? Have you been outside this week? They'd lynch us. His soccer team is playing in the national playoff tomorrow at his stadium. You do know that, don't you?
This is not looking good in Washington.
I don't need you to remind me of that, Agent Shepard. I may work here, but I'm not from here. Call me if and when Griffith contacts you.
Shepard taps on his computer and looks at Flint's record. In the operations room, Agent Mitchell's doing the same. Shepard leans back in his chair with a thoughtful expression. Yeah. Sonny uncuts the wires binding Nadia's hands.
Don't run off.
Still afraid I might do that.
How could I ever live without you?
Be careful, Griffith. You're in danger of being nice to me.
Lucky me. My life has been a real blast ever since we met.
I have the feeling your life was like that before you met me.
Not every day.
What can I do to help? I'm not very good at stealing cars or making bombs, but I can put some food together.
Great.
So what's the story with this friend? Not very impressed so far.
Yeah, I kicked out of the CIA because of it. He owes me one. We'll give him until the morning if one will sort things out, and then we'll take off back to New York.
Why do you have to go to court?
Somebody died, and they want to blame it on me.
Who died?
A man. A very bad man. That I was supposed to get next to and get some information.
Isn't that your job?
Sonny looks pensive.
Yeah, well, he found out some information too. About his wife, about me. So he shot her.
And you shot him? Why are you taking all these risks to protect me?
It's in the blood. Father was a cop. He told me life is about choices. You make a choice, you pick a side. You pick a side, you protect it with your life. Besides, who would I have to argue with if I gave you up?
She looks in a drawer and finds a mobile phone. She hides it in a tea towel.
You should be nice to me anyway, because I'm cooking for you.
Flint looks out of his office down at the street below, where he spies Mitchell wandering the dimly lit street, glancing warily over his shoulder. Shepard sitting behind his desk.
Shepard.
Shepard, it's Mitchell. Listen, I think they're onto me. I've had to get out of the building.
Can you meet me at the casino in 20 minutes on Foxhall 19?
I'll be there. I've got all that. I need more. I need it all. I can't trust anyone. I need your help.
At a club, semi-naked women are gyrating on stage, flaunting their bodies. Shepard saunters into the club, looking around. He spots Mitchell on a balcony up above.
This guy is in it up to his neck. Listen to this. Bostonescu has been paying off Flint.
Bostonescu owns Flint.
Take my word for it. Everything I found is on this disc.
You have another copy of this?
Yeah, of course.
It's good work.
Fuck good work, Shepard. I don't want a merit badge, okay? I just want you to go out and get this guy before he has me killed. You understand?
Take it easy, Mitchell.
No, you take it easy, okay? You go play your goon games. Do whatever it is the fuck you feel you need to do. Just catch these guys, okay?
All right.
Okay. And Shepard, watch your back.
Thank you.
They shake hands and Mitchell heads off. Shepard looks at the women dancing below. Mitchell heads out of the club, glancing about warily. He heads past the barriers of a subway station, then looks over his shoulder and spots a bald, heavyset man staring at him through the crowd. With a look of apprehension, Mitchell heads for the stairs. He waits on a platform. As a train pulls in and the doors slide open, he steps into a carriage. He peers back out onto the platform both ways, and then the doors slide shut. The train rumbles into a tunnel. Mitchell holds onto a pole. Behind him, the heavyset man taps him on the shoulder.
Give me the disc.
What disc?
The man headbutts him, and Mitchell falls to the floor. He scrambles to his feet and runs. He pushes his way past the other passengers, the henchmen in hot pursuit. Mitchell reaches the end of the carriage, yanks open the door, and charges into the next one. He scrambles past more commuters. Then, as the train arrives at the next station, charges out of the door. Before the henchman can reach him, the door slides shut. Mitchell catches his breath on the platform. But the thug crashes through the window and leaps onto him. They tumble across some seats and the disc skids across the floor. The henchman then punches Mitchell in the face. The burly brute glares at Mitchell, sprawled out as another train pulls in behind him. He stoops for the disc, and Mitchell suddenly kicks him into the train's path. Mitchell staggers to his feet, clutching the disc in his hand, then trudges away. But the heavyset henchman is hiding by the side of the tracks under the platform. He clambers away. Meanwhile, Sonny and Nadia are sharing a bottle of wine.
This is surreal. I almost feel normal. Do you think I will ever have a normal life?
With 30 million? Sure. Look, we're gonna get through this. This time tomorrow, you'll start a whole new life.
You won't be in that life, will you?
Well, that's just not smart.
Stupid and dangerous. I doubt those things have stopped you before.
You have a whole lot of confidence in me, don't you?
Sonny goes over to a rack of clothes and rifles through them. He removes a shirt.
It's like the man in the house is my size. Looks like the woman in the house is my size, too.
Which one are you going to wear?
I haven't decided.
What about running away with 30 mil?
She looks at him pointedly, then wanders off. Bostanescu is on a football pitch talking on his phone, while around him his players are practicing.
Well, you'd better figure out a way of finding her, or you'll find yourself in a very sticky situation, my friend. Joseph.
You have a big game tomorrow. We should get out of that other thing. We have almost everything we need. Your team, you work so hard for them. After they win tomorrow, we'll go to the World Championships in America.
I can hear them singing now. All their voices. Countrymen pushing us on. I don't give a fuck about the Americans. My team will be there and I will make $500 million cash. Shit. Call my cell phone.
Sonny's looking at a checked shirt, holding it up against himself in a mirror. Nadia comes in wearing a stylish but revealing outfit. He's transfixed as she walks towards him. His eyes drink her in, and her sultry gaze is fixed on his face. The next morning, Nadia's asleep in bed, her outfit draped beside her. She stares into wakefulness. Sonny's staring out of a nearby window with a mug of drink in his hand.
What's the time?
It's time to go.
Wrapping a sheet around her, she gets up and goes over to him. They look at each other intently.
Just tell me, whatever happens, you believe in me.
I believe in you. You know, you should do that more often.
Make me.
She's holding his hand.
Have you got any children?
What?
Have you got any children?
Not yet.
Everything we do in life is for the children. I'll shower.
And good morning from the Lia Manoliu National Stadium. In a few hours, on the field behind me, we'll begin the much-anticipated final battle of the season. And we will see who the champions will be.
A 4x4 charges down a street. Inside, Yuri's wearing the cylindrical metal device on a chain around his neck. Nadia steps out of a shower, the sheet still wrapped around her body, and sits down, looking troubled. At CIA headquarters, Flint comes down some steps. The players are warming up on the pitch. the stadium packed with excited fans. Nadia covers her face, stifling a sob. She takes out the mobile phone and looks at it. Dressed in a suit, Bostanescu strides onto the pitch, leading his team. In the 4x4, Yuri touches the crate in the back and smirks. On the pitch, Bostanescu waves a large flag. Sonny notices some men at the front door.
What the fuck?
They charge in.
Thank you for calling, Nadia.
Nadia's at gunpoint, and they're surrounded by henchmen, including the thug who attacked Mitchell.
Why?
Sonny's cracked on the back of the head. Bostanescu stops waving the flag and raises a defiant fist. Nadia's in a 4x4, the heavyset bald henchman beside her, while Sonny's riding in the back of a car.
So where are we going?
To the football game. There's nothing in the world worth dying for, especially a woman. She screwed you. She killed her husband. She made sure Bostanescu was in the house in New York, made a dinner, then sliced Victor's throat with a wire, then escaped with $30 million. She's smart.
And what do you need me for, then?
She has a son, Griffith. She wants you to walk him out, or she won't give up the numbers.
Sonny makes eye contact with Nadia in the other vehicle.
Well, maybe I can give her these as a gift.
Sonny slipped off his handcuffs. He punches the henchman beside him and attacks the driver. The car swerves and crashes headlong into a fence.
Keep driving.
No! He must be alive.
You want to see your son or not?
Bostanescu's on the football pitch, shouting into a microphone. The 4x4 arrives outside the stadium, and the heavyset henchman gets out. Nadia gets out of the other door, and the henchman escorts her towards the stadium. Sonny flings open the door of the crashed car and stumbles out. A policeman rushes over.
Mustafa, are you okay?
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Sonny tucks the gun he stole from the policeman into the back of his trousers, then climbs onto the officer's motorbike and roars off. Bostanescu goes into the medical room of the stadium.
Hello, my dear. Did you get a little lost?
He slaps Nadia, then crouches down beside her. He offers her his hand, and she warily takes it, getting to her feet. Sonny's racing along a street. The packed stadium cheers as the game gets underway, while in the car park, Yuri's 4x4 pulls up. Two henchmen lift out the crate, then they head into the medical room.
What the fuck is this? There's nothing to worry about.
Yuri looks suspiciously at Nadia as the crate is set onto a table. He lifts the lid of the crate, revealing the containers of pale blue liquid wired up to a detonator. Bostanescu caresses it.
Once you pay for it, I couldn't get a shit if you dry hump it. Until then, just look.
Yuri's men and Bostanescu's men point their guns at each other.
It's okay. Okay. Arm it.
What?
You have key, arm it. You can't go off without code.
What the fuck are you talking about? You know what this is? You're insane.
I have interested parties waiting for it to be in Washington in my team's tour bus after we win this game. So, we are dealing or not? I have game to win.
This is Russian. It might just go off.
Where's Alex? Where is my son?
Oh, yes. Bring in Alex.
Alex! Alex! Alex, look at him, mommy,
what the fuck is going on here? Quiet!
Alex.
Quiet!
He leans down beside Alex.
This is tactical bioweapon. It's loaded with VX gas.
The Russians call it Razor.
Stulny, Razor.
Razor.
Yes, good boy.
It's just big enough to take out most of the population of a good-sized city.
Sunny weaves in and out of traffic, then splashes through a fountain.
Outside you can hear 50,000 of my closest countrymen.
And I'm prepared to die with all of them. Does anyone here doubt this?
Yuri glances at his men.
You're right. Do you honestly think I am going to hand over $25 million to a man I am unlikely to ever see again for a weapon I do not even know will arm?
Yuri takes off a chain around his neck that has the metal device hanging from it. Sonny skids on the bike and falls to the ground. Yuri puts the device into a slot on the detonator. Bostanescu takes out his phone.
Yes. Yes, it's here. Call back in 5 minutes.
Meanwhile, Sonny's charging through the crowd outside the stadium. Yuri carefully slides the metal device into the detonator. A digital readout comes on and the pale liquid starts to bubble. He removes the device and the activity ceases. He then looks at Bostanescu.
Happy?
God damn, you're right. You've got balls. That is your money. Ah, my dear, sweet, sweet little Nadia. How I would love to cut that lovely head off and take those numbers out.
I gave you everything. Everything.
As Sonny's making his way through the stadium, two henchmen spot him. Sonny quickly dispatches them with his lightning-fast reflexes.
You shouldn't have taken my son from me. He's all I care about.
Cut his fingers off.
No! If he dies, torture me, kill me, you will never get that money!
Cut his fingers
no!
off!
I've had enough! Just give me my money!
When you make a deal with the devil, Yura, don't be surprised if you get a little shit on your shoes!
What is bitch steal? Who would have steal?
Sonny's watching through a window. He pulls down a lever, turning out the lights, then shoots through the glass, blowing away a henchman. Alex runs out, and one of Yuri's men shoots Bostanescu. Sonny's onslaught continues, taking out henchman after henchman with every bullet he fires. Stillness descends upon the room, and Nadia picks up Bostanescu's phone.
Alex.
As Sonny, Nadia, and Alex run out of the room, Bostanescu opens his eyes. In the corridor, two more henchmen appear, but Sonny shoots them dead. Nadia crouches down and presses a button on the phone. Then Sonny crouches down beside her, glancing around warily.
You should have told me.
I've lost them. You don't understand these people.
Sonny checks that the corridor is clear.
The repairman. Let's go.
A missed call on the phone reads, repairman.
Whose cell phone is?
Bostanescu.
Who's the repairman?
I don't know.
A henchman leaps up from behind a counter and Sonny blows him away.
Sniper, Agunishka!
Another henchman corners them, but Sonny shoots him and a third. They head down the corridor, then turn a corner. A henchman appears in a doorway, then flails under Sonny's bullets.
Damn.
No, no,
I just want my money.
Okay, just give me my money. No!
I just want my money.
Give me the money.
A gunshot victim crashes through a window, knocking into the bald man, who's then set upon by Sonny. In the ensuing fight, Sonny disarms the thug and smashes his head into a mirror. He then breaks his neck. Sonny rushes over to Nadia, who's clutching Alex, and they head out. A reporter interviewing fans is on the stadium's big screen. Inside, Sonny dispatches another henchman who staggers through a window, disrupting the interview. The crowds turn to see the commotion on screen, and all hell breaks loose as panic sweeps over the masses and they make a run for the exits. Holding Alex, Sonny comes out through a door, followed by Nadia, to an onslaught of panicked fans. They make their way through the crowd. In the chaos, Sonny looks round to find that Nadia has gone. Boston Eskew pushes her into a car. Sonny sits Alex down in a room.
Stay here.
Boston Eskew drives through the crowd, knocking people out of the way. The car swerves violently, then crashes into a hot dog stand, the bonnet catching fire. Sonny runs towards the car and Boston Eskew shoots at him, gunning down anyone in the way. Sonny takes a bullet in the side and collapses.
Give me the numbers! The numbers, bitch! Give me the numbers! Give me the numbers!
He shoots her in the leg.
Give me the numbers!
Sonny lunges at Boston Eskew, pushing him out of the way. Boston Eskew takes a swing at him, but Sonny deftly blocks it. Boston Eskew then takes out a flick knife and swipes at Sonny. Sonny dodges the blade, then grasps Boston Eskew's hand and plunges the knife into his stomach. Boston Eskew keels over, but then lunges ferociously. Sonny slams him up against the wrecked car, then grasps Boston Eskew's hands and pushes the knife into his stomach again. Boston Eskew slumps to the ground. Nadia looks up at her hero. Sonny looks down at her. Then Nadia closes her eyes and rests her head against his leg. In the CIA car park, Shepard's standing against a pillar, waiting. He glances at his watch, then Sonny limps over.
Jesus, are you
all right? Should have seen the other guy.
So, Boston Eskew's dead?
Yeah.
Where's Nadia?
In the car with the boy.
All right, let's get on with this.
Hey, what?
It's payback time. He's giving you a lot of trouble. This time you can shoot him.
Boston Eskew calls him the repairman.
Shepard smiles humorlessly.
That's funny. Very appropriate.
Sonny and Shepard head up some steps with their guns at the ready. They reach a landing, then Shepard goes on ahead, holding his gun behind his back. Shepard looks around warily, Sonny hanging back by the doorway. As Flint strides into the lobby, Shepard points his gun at him.
Flint, you're under arrest.
Shepard, what the fuck are you doing?
Conspiracy to kill security forces and federal agents. We've already nailed your brother in arms, Boston Eskew, you two-faced piece of shit.
You're the piece of shit. This isn't gonna work. They're not gonna believe you.
Your own specialist provided the proof. Isn't that right, Mitchell?
He's right. We found out everything, Flint.
You found what they wanted you to find, you dumbass. What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me? You gonna kill me?
Other agents are pointing their guns. Shepard looks at his ringing phone. Sonny ambles into the lobby, holding Boston Eskew's phone behind his back. He shows it to Shepard.
You're the repairman.
He's a goddamn traitor. Shoot him, Griffin!
Shut up. You know Boston Eskew has a razor? He was gonna set it off in Washington, D.C.
A would never have let him get there. It's funny. I couldn't believe it. When Bostanescu's nephew sent me a message, check out this guy. How many Sonny Griffiths are there? And what do you got? Huh? Nice warm jail cell waiting for you in New York? That's how they pay you? For the lead in your body?
That's what they pay us to do.
We're alone, Griff.
Drop the gun, Chef.
You always were the good guy. Well, look at the bright side. At least my life insurance is all paid up.
He aimed his gun at Sonny, and Sonny shot him dead, but not before being shot himself. He lays on the white marble floor, motionless, his eyes closed.
That was my last job.
Whatever happens, I believe in you.
Flashback to Nadia coming down the stairs the first time Sonny saw her. Then the explosion. Then the boy watching him as the injured henchman shot himself. An American flag flutters in the breeze. Arlington National Cemetery, Virginia. Flint stands amongst a funeral congregation as a wreath is laid at a grave marked Sonny Griffith. Flint goes over to the grave and puts the cylindrical metal detonator device on top of the headstone. He strolls away through the cemetery with another agent.
Interesting man. Bit on the wild side.
Never could take orders. It's hard to believe he's dead.
I don't know, Greenfield. Men like him don't tend to live too long.
Well, to be honest, I don't think he had very much to go home to. That was decent of you to bury him here.
It's the least we could do.
Goddamn national hero. We found Nadia Kaminsky's fingerprints on her husband's murder weapon.
He was a bad man.
Yeah, a very bad man. I wonder what happened to the money.
I wonder.
Flint strides over to a car parked nearby. Sonny's in the driver's seat, Nadia in the passenger, and Alex in the back.
Was it a nice funeral?
Beautiful. Thank you for your service to our country. You are all officially dead.
Now go live somewhere, quietly.
Sonny puts the window up, then starts the engine. The convertible drives off along a tree-lined road. Nadia looks over at Sonny, and he smiles at her.
So how do you feel about your husband?
He was a bad man.
What does that make me?
A very bad man. With lots of money.
I grew up a young hustler, chasing dreams. Out the door, 7 a.m., I'm faded clean. Hit the street, where ain't going out like no punk trick. Praise the Lord and I'ma never switch. War. Every day I pray.